Sure, here's the audio script you requested. Intro, hello Australia. Paige Estratori reporting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Welcome to this Saturday's November 22nd, 2025 edition of our weekly superannuation news wrap, where we bring the latest and most relevant industry news to you. Let's dive straight in. Main body. We lead with news that the National Superannuation Board announced sweeping changes to the regulatory framework last week. This comprehensive revamp is expected to enhance transparency and boost efficiency. In our next story, it seems, superannuation funds are showing resilience amid economic uncertainties. According to a report from the Financial Resilience Authority, Australian super funds saw an average annual growth of 3% in the last fiscal year. Switching gears, the SuperHelp agency has proposed a super health check to enable account holders to understand their funds better. Slated for implementation next year, the initiative could revolutionize the way Australians manage their super. On the legislative front, talks continue in Parliament regarding the amendment bill on superannuation taxation. If passed, it would see changes to thresholds and caps for contributory super in the coming fiscal year. Meanwhile, Australasia's largest superannuation fund, the Retirement Wealth Fund, made an exciting announcement yesterday. They're moving towards greener investments, aiming for a 50% reduction in carbon footprint by 2030. A bold commitment to sustainability that we all hope other super funds will emulate. Outro. And that's your weekly superannuation news wrap for November 22nd, 2025. Keep an eye on your super and remember, it's your future. Head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more insights and updates. Until next Saturday, I'm Paige Estratori, signing off.